farmers and also the larger, more sophisticated,
well,
in scale and scope.
Yeah, and that's a very good question. We've been wrestling with, because a large part of our extension changes during the last 20 years have been in response to changes and needs of those large farmers in particular. Okay, we've moved away from a lot of things that we used to do for those large farmers because the market takes care of it. Okay, but we've moved towards other types of things related more to the smaller and less commodity specific programs because the market doesn't take care of it. So I guess I'd like to define the issues and problems not so much in terms of scale and size, but what is be providing.
And what has happened to the state funding for extension over the last decade?
It's dropped slowly and then very rapidly in the last 2 years. We had, as you probably remember, we had to take about a 22% reduction in extension statewide 2 years ago, which resulted in a lot of reorganization of how we do things across the state, and a little bit of a reorganization and a change in how we do things on campus. But the state support has dropped. I think at least 2 years ago, it probably dropped at even a higher proportional rate than what others were experiencing. But since, it's been stable.
Lawrence?
Dean Hausler, I find that the placement of the family studies and I guess human health, I'm not really sure the exact name of it, seems a little curious in ACES. I was wondering if you could explain how that came to be, and as opposed to maybe a more instinctive college, and how does that rank with other peer universities?
The way that we got to where we are is a result of how colleges of agriculture were defined 100 years ago, those often include School of Home Economics, School of Family Economics, textiles, very applied sciences that were built into the land grant system, and usually landing in the College of Agriculture at whatever school you're talking about. Now, during the next 100 years, things evolved differently depending on where you were. At Iowa State, they took the disciplines that I just talked about and put them into a different college called the School of Ecology and Home and something or another. Other schools kept them within, and that's what we did. I mentioned the fact that we reorganized 17 years ago in 1995. A big part of that reorganization was sort of placing those people in those areas into reorganized departments in a way that made sense from a disciplinary standpoint and from an administrative standpoint. And I, you know, the one that you're talking about that stands out the most is called Human and Community Development, I would guess. And it is comprised of two different types of areas, human development and family studies and community development. Those are, again, very, very applied areas that grew out of this need to do applied work, since 1862. I was just talking to the this is too long of an answer, I know, but I was just talking to the department head of HCD yesterday about what you just asked. How did we get to where we are? And his response is, he doesn't care. He's just glad he's where he is, and is very much, and feels very much at home in the college, and his faculty have do as well. They don't want to be anywhere else. And I think it gets back to sort of the applied nature of our work.
And how's it doing rank-wise?
Well, let's put it this way. The graduate program in HCD was ranked excellent by our internal review last year, and there were very few graduate programs that got that ranking on campus. So we're doing okay.
Thanks.
I'd add, I'm a